All right. What's going on? Hopefully you made it to the new year. We are the Trophy Husbands. I'm Marcus.
I'm Luke.
I am Steve.
And I am Nick, and we are recording on our new fancy equipment courtesy of Steve.
Fresh to death.
Too fresh for you. Mm-hmm.
Got pop filters and everything. We're official.
But Happy New Year's, guys. This is actually the first time I've gotten to see Luke since before Christmas.
No, and I saw New Year's Eve.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, that missing episode.
Into my birthday.
The truly missing episode.
Yeah, oh goodness. Whoops.
Because as you guys will know, we actually missed an episode last week, and that wasn't from a lack of trying. Because
100% of the shots you don't take. Take it away, Nick.
Yeah.
We had our secret
Santa. Or it was more like one too many shots. At least from my end, but all right.
We had our secret Santa. Steve and I did with our high school friends at our apartment, and we got done that, we were like, oh, let's go out and drink for a little bit, and Luke and Greg came up and joined us, and pretty much Luke, Greg, and I were kind of the ones that closed out the bar, and we had a couple.
So I had a couple before I had a couple before I came to your place, so I had a couple couples, and then I had some...
An orgy?
A couple more, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
An orgy of beers. No, a smorgasbord. Yes.
And then afterwards.
Oh God. Woo! Dark. You got.
Around with the beer, you know. Like.
Afterwards,
kinda, a river of liquor just.
Kind of glad I stayed home that night. Not gonna lie.
We were getting in around like 2:30, and I just threw out the suggestion to Luke. I'm like, oh hey. We should go up and record an episode right now.
And autopilot Luke was like, fuck yeah, let's do it.
But Luke, Greg, and I came up and recorded an episode, which Luke has no memory of actually doing.
Yeah, I got a text from Nick a couple of days later, and it was in our Trophy Husbands group chat. It was like, bad news, guys. The episode that Greg, Luke, and I did, I guess I didn't save it on my phone. It's like, wait, what? Because we were at the bar, and it's like, I remember talking about, like, maybe we should do an episode. It's like, yeah, fine, yeah. Then I woke up, and then I woke up at Greg's place. So, I didn't think
I
much
told
of it.
You guys you could crash here, but you guys were like, well, we're going to guy you, ma. I was like, all right.
Can you spell that for me?
If I could understand
good
it.
Good job of the hut to translate.
Nothing but like...
Shoot a buck on your solo.
Yeah, we'll be dog.
No.
Solo.
Solo.
Yeah. Do with that will. But yeah, you guys had texted me that night, and I was just like,
I'm going to sleep and I'm going to write. I'm going to be an artist. And not hang with my friends.
Says the fucking theater major! Eat three dicks!
Whatever. You don't know my life.
I do, though.
Wish I did. Anyway!
Oh, but when you do it, it's totally fine.
Let's go.
Friday night writing nights matter.
Let's go forward over to New Year's, then. Because Marcus and I were together for New Year's, but
yeah,
Steve and Luke were off doing their own thing.
You guys
things.
Were together?
Together
you guys kissed at midnight?
No,
together?
I didn't ask for that.
He tried. I wasn't drunk enough.
I leaned in, but Marcus just turned my head instead.
You, like,
out.
Waited
so
after?
Like, dang it!
You waited after midnight to start getting drunk so he couldn't take advantage of you?
Yeah, he committed. He went the full... He went 90!
You weren't taking the 10, though.
Was not taking the 10.
At least he followed the rules. Like,
I was
you know.
Trying to follow the example of our president-elect when he went to kiss Mike Pence at one time.
Wait, what?
Wait,
you guys
what?
Never saw that?
No.
No.
He was like doing like a cheek kiss, but it was during the Republican National Convention, and he goes in for this kiss, and Mike Pence is like this huge, huge, like anti-gay
homophobe,
guy.
Yeah.
Like, and he's just like,
really?
Turns away. It's hilarious.
Oh my goodness.
Please, like, just Google it, guys.
That's where
it.
The one meme, it's Joe Biden and Obama. I think they were like shaking hands for something, and but like Joe's sitting down. And Obama's over his shoulder, so he's
like, I'm gonna kiss you on the cheek.
No. He's just like, don't let go of my hand. Like, why? It's going to freak Mike Pence out. Joe, what are you doing? Just wait. Just watch.
Nice. Okay.
I like all those all right. memes. But anyway. Yeah.
So Nick tried to kiss Marcus, wasn't having it. So yeah. Nope. So he resorted to his girlfriend.
Not my type.
Again.
Consolation.
Again.
Well, I mean, fall back.
But
she's gonna kick me in the throat later.
So for New Year's though, Marcus, Alex, and I went down to Baltimore. I drove the three of us down and whatnot over to Lopez's, Franco's, and there are a good bit of people there. But we pretty much just chilled, drank, and had fun. Like it wasn't anything too extreme. But
I like came in from the door and I'm just like, "Let's do this!" And everyone's just like, "Hey guys,
sorry, it's very mellow." All right.
Yeah. I was ready to go, but Alex decided to put down a bottle and a half of wine, so she was drunk.
So she was crying at some.
She
point.
Too.
No, she didn't. But she's just like, "I don't remember this and that." Like I'm telling her about. She's like, "I don't remember that."
She was ready to go, but then she also went. So
yes,
she really went for it.
She went for gold.
Marcus, after driving down with me, was just like, "All right, I think I've come close to a near-death encounter driving down with Nick. Like, I'm ready to drink."
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What, do you get here in, like, 30 minutes?
From here, pretty much.
Well, zoom. Marcus and Alex are making fun of me because at one point I'm driving behind. I'm like, "Oh, my God, these people are going so slow." And I was at 80.
You're probably, like, I was yeah, at 80, 90. Like, "Oh, my God, Jesus."
And Marcus just turns to you. "Aren't you the one going too fast?"
Yeah! He's just like, "They're going so slow." I'm like, "Wait, hold, that's not how this works."
Speed limit is 60 here. I'm not Asian, but if my math correct, that's a bigger number.
The entire time I'm watching the speedometer over his shoulder, and it's just like, 80. 90, 85,
90. It's like in his Civic, so you can see the exact number. It's like 87, 84, 83. Yeah, it's like, yeah, 92. Yeah.
And then it's just like, "We're going so slow," like 73 miles per hour.
And you're like holding on to your life in the danger zone. Like,
yeah. He's got some mysterious box next to me. It's probably just filled with glass shards and knives. This is a Lens family
tradition.
Yeah, it's a tradition. We have the box of shards and knives every New Year's. We drive with it, and you just happen to sit next to it.
And Nick goes, "If you think this is bad, you should see my pap."
<He's> like, he has an entire trailer for you. Right? He actually hands them out to the homeless. Would you like a box of shards and knives, sir?
Actually, I think one of the funniest things was when I picked up Marcus. His mom came out and was like, take good care of my baby.
Yeah,
literally screaming out at me. I had my window down. I'm like, "We will."
Where did you think she was taking?
I don't know. I have no idea. It's like, "Well, last time he came in completely methed out, so let's not do that again."
Like, Marcus just got,
Marcus
just got
in
the car.
Years.
He's like, "Epic, mom."
Damn it, mom.
You're trying to be a friend of friends.
Trying to have friends. Stop it.
Stop. I don't want to ride in the minivan. Can we not? Can we listen to cool music? Can I play my radio station? Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Take good care of him, pal.
This is really funny. That's
cool. Yeah, because I had a bag and then I had a box as well, just full of like snacks and stuff. And so I couldn't get the door. She's like, "You want me to get the door behind you?" I was like, "Yeah, sure." So I got out and I thought she closed the door. And it's like, "Take care of my baby." And I'm like,
Why does your mom sound like she's 95 years old?
That's how she screamed it. Like, it was on purpose.
Like, okay. Alex and I just started busting up laughing. I was like, "We will!"
Nerd.
You probably eat vegetables, don't you?
Taking care of your body, being healthy and shit. Loser.
But,
Hold on. Going on that, what Luke just said, there was one night I was out at the bar, and I ran into Colleen and Rachel. They were just like, "We know it's you," because like they were outside of the bar and they were coming. They're just like, "We know it's you because you're like the only one that wears like hats and gloves and stuff. Look at you!" I'm like, "It's fucking freezing out here. Fuck you, assholes."
Yeah, because hats and gloves are a very distinctive line of clothing.
Yeah, it's like, look at this nerd trying to not get hypothermia and die.
Well, last year when I was walking down to the bar, like obviously dressed very warmly because I'm walking a mile to the bar. But when I was driving myself from when I was living with my parents still, I always did leave like my jacket in the car, and I've, because you know, it's maybe 10 yards from the parking lot to the door. And I remember a couple of times the bartender's just like, oh my God, where's your jacket? Because it's like 14 degrees out. I'm like, it's in my car. Like, I'm trust me, I'm not dumb. I just don't want it smelling like smoke.
What are you talking? It's as cold as a soul outside. So.
Oh, ouch.
What soul?
Ooh,
ouch.
Soulless.
Wait, Steve.
Can't drive a Kia.
Where were you New Year's?
We went
cool for Travis.
No.
Too cool for Luke.
We went to go hang out with Maggie's friends from work. Okay. That's where we went.
Nice.
So yeah.
Just
so,
have a good calm New Year's then?
Yeah, it was pretty calm. The plus side was I just walked in there. I didn't really have to introduce myself. I introduced myself to the first person that was supposed to be, like, they had the house. That was their house. Mm-hmm. But I could just say awful things. And then,
and
like,
no one
knew my name. So.
Who is the fuck is that guy?
You see Steve just, like, knock over potted plant. It's like, fucking hate lilac. Smacks it over.
He repeats his Murph stumble on a table on the way out. I don't need to do this, but I'm good.
I'm the only one sitting at the table. And by then, Steve's already on the table.
Yeah, that was it. That was pretty much it.
I think probably one of the funniest things for me during New Year's was at one point we had, first off, we had a Chromecast battle because
Travis is always putting on his shitty all-time low.
No, it was because everyone was changed. Like, we'd get 3 seconds in and then John would change it, or then Marcus would change it, and then Dante would change it. Like, we listened through 3 seconds of a song for like 20 minutes before we finally got to play one. At one point, though, we were playing Fat Bottom Girls by Queen. And Marcus remembers. And I was singing it, and when they said, Fat Bottom Girls, you make the rocket world go around, like, I gave Alex a squeeze, and she's like, Libby, Nick's calling me fat. I'm like, I said no such thing. And then Libby got up and slapped me. Like, really hard, too, because Libby was pretty drunk.
Not just like, you know, and just like,
no, it hurt. Like, I was like, ow! And I look at Alex, I'm like, you just got made me get slapped for no reason.
You just got slapped.
And she just kind of giggled.
I can't.
Pretty much. But, so yeah, that was New Year's for us. It wasn't bad. How was yours? Luke, I saw some very interesting Snapchats.
We had a grand old flag time.
What kind of a time is that?
Everyone's flagged.
I understand, but what does that entail?
I don't even know. All right, so I went to Atlantic City with some friends from college, and so we had about probably like 9 of us in a hotel room with 2 beds. So you know that was legit. So we get to the Tropicana in Atlantic City. We start, like, pre-gaming, getting all dressed up. And looking fresh to death, sick as cancer. Then, so we have tickets.
Sorry, what was that?
fresh to death, sick as cancer.
All right.
Kids in your slang.
Yeah. All right. Old man Steve over here. you understand me, Dad. So.
Can you get me another piece of...
Get off my Gran Torino.
Get off my lawn.
Can you get me another piece of marzipan from the cupboard, please?
So we had tickets to this party at the Caesars in Atlantic City. Basically, it was $70, but it was an open bar,
nice,
free food. There was a DJ that was basically like a rave, and then
you had me at open bar.
Right? Yeah, exactly. Like, that covers at $70 right there.
Oh, I can easily do $70 worth of drinks.
And then
can I just get a bucket of Long Island?
Right. Who wants a throw some turkey basters in there? Just like squirt.
Yeah. Spray the crap.
Right? Yeah.
Marcus will walk in and be like, can I get a mimosa? Or, no, can I get a Manischewitz?
Like, what do you mean you don't have do you have Mad Dog? What kind of fucking establishment is this?
I paid $70 for this shit.
And it's like, we have, like,
we
Top Shot. Like, we have a Tangeray and, like, Bombay. Like, I don't want that shit. Where's...
I want a poor man's mimosa, god dang it.
Like, so, is that, like, Sunny D in... Get the fuck out of my face!
So I want my money back. But and then you walk down the hall, like the end of the hallway, you walk in, there's the open bar, first bar is right there. Then you walk down this hallway and there's like probably 10, 12 rooms, like six on each side or so. And each room, there's something different. There's like a different band. There's like a, no, like live bands playing, people just chilling, people eating. Like people sampling.
Screwing
people
it. There's the sampling. Orgy room.
Yeah, there's the orgy room. No, if only. But,
you walk in, there's right. a condom dispenser right, right there.
And then you go straight back, and that's where the DJ is and where the fucking party is, and it's lit. And I hate that word, but it was lit. So,
it was ignited.
Yes.
It was ignited. We were, it was on fire. Like that girl that Rihanna speaks of.
Oh, that's Alicia Keys, actually.
You kids wow. in your music?
Yeah, Nick. So, basically, we just, you know, had a great time.
A good
shit face. Amongst other things. Wink.
I just saw, like, the one Snapchat. Or
they read the Bible.
Maybe it's Instagram. Of you, like, poking at your one friend who was just like,
oh, he was
dead.
Knocked out.
It was,
yeah.
yeah, it was. We got back to the hotel room, and I did my stupid, you know, phone face tap thing on Snapchat,
yes.
and he's fucking knocked because all of us like had been drinking like tons of caffeine and shit throughout the day, and he's like, I'm tired, just want to get drunk and dance with my girl, and he had a great time. But then we got back to the hotel room, and he laid on the bed and was out. So I went to him and was like, Tommy. And then, whoop, boom, and, like, hit him on the head harder than I do normally. Did not move at all. It's, like, knocked.
Nothing.
Completely knocked. And then, so we got, like, taxi to and from the hotel. And there was, like, some shooting outside the Tropicana. But we're like, all right, let's go inside now. We'll be fine. And then just kind of chilled the rest of the night. But it's a great way to spend my birthday / New Year's, so...
Sounds like a good time.
Yeah.
Sounds like mm-hmm. a good time.
I was very happy. Oh, right, forgot to tell the unicorn
the excitement
story.
In your voice right there.
So, like, New Year's Eve is my birthday, and okay. people are like, people are like, does that suck to have a birthday New Year's? Like, no, I love it. Because even though, like, people might not be planning for you, they're planning to do something.
A big party.
Yeah, like, we're going to have fun somehow or another.
We'll
so
just
like,
throw a Luke in there.
Yeah, fine, yeah. Can I come? Sure. Like, yeah. So, we were all, like, talking about it, like, here and there. And, like, we were all just, like, drunk and, like, out of our minds. And people were like, happy birthday, Luke! Woo! So, one time we were at the club and some girl who is a fucking dime comes up to me. She's hot as fuck. And like, I'm just, she's 10. Like 10, huh?
I get it.
Do you understand, old man
I
Nick?
Got it.
Jeez,
two
what?
Nickels.
There's the old men over here don't get shit what we're saying today. Like,
no. No, they don't. They're an automobile. What's that? I prefer covered wagon.
In the internet. Down out in California.
Anyway. Gonna go out to California, way.
All right, unicorn. Let's dime.
So,
distraction.
Dime-a-corn.
She's
like, so I hear it's your birthday. It's like, yeah, it's, I'm, she's like, how old are you? It's like, I'm 25. She's like, that's awesome. Grabs my face and just starts making out with me, like, for a solid 30 seconds. I'm like, and then she just goes away. It's like, happy birthday. Goes and just goes off into the distance. Like, it was something out of a movie.
It was
like,
unicorn.
Yeah, I was like.
That just happened?
Like, you guys saw that, right? Okay, let's keep going. Like,
I'm not that drunk,
yeah.
am I?
Yep. I was, okay, cool. We're good. I was.
Meanwhile,
I was thinking you were gonna do.
Makes
like
me tear up thinking about it.
I was thinking you're gonna do a Harold and Kumar, like where Neil Patrick Harrison comes in riding on the unicorn.
Did you see that unicorn? It was so shiny. Yeah.
Meanwhile, like the next day, Luke's just like, "Did you guys see that girl?" And everyone's kind of like, "Ooh,
no,
yeah.
She was like a penny.
She's a dime out of a dollar."
Like, bro, you didn't see her peg leg? Like, what the fuck are you doing?
She'd be hot with one leg.
You didn't see that scruff on her chin?
Oh. Whatever.
It's his birthday. Does he care? No, he doesn't.
No, my friends are honest enough to tell me, like, if I made a mistake, so...
Oh, we should have totally. If it was us, we totally would have messed with you. It would have been great.
I've done that to people, and it's hilarious. Everything... Okay, my theory for everything, when you've been drinking, everything is funny unless it was you.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
I mean, unless you stare into the skid, then it's
yeah,
hysterics.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, if it's, like, something serious, then no, you don't fucking joke yeah. about that shit. Like, if somebody needs to get home, or somebody needs help, or... But if it's, like, you guys are fucking assholes. If that's, like, the proper... Huh?
Right? I said, you mean like Luke any weekend?
That's mean.
I embrace it. Like, come on. Okay. I give you guys shit to talk about. You're welcome.
It's just true. Like, 90% of the podcast is Luke.
Fine with me. Like, you know.
He's such an attention
No such thing as bad publicity.
We know who's running for office next.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mark Zuckerberg? That is
out there. I'm going to like every candidate out there.
That's when Mark Zuckerberg
share post, share post, share post
button.
Share speech, share
anyway,
speech.
Theory of everything.
Theory of everything, yes.
Oh, everything is funny unless it's A, serious. If it's serious, it's like, yo, what happened? Do we need to call the cops? Do we need help? Do we have to get the fuck out of here? Do you need to get the fuck out of here?
Unless what do we need?
Like, yeah, like, what do we need? But if it's just like, all right, that was kind of funny. Like, was she?
He was
that?
So drunk, he blank.
Like, was she that good looking? And then everyone's just like, and you're like, fuck. And it happens to everyone.
That was a bowl of pudding. There's just a bowl of pudding.
There's a bowl of pudding. You were making it a bowl of pudding.
Luke, you made out with a fern.
We threw a wig on it.
We didn't think you would actually go for it, but you literally dived into it.
Those weren't cherries.
Jesus. What in the actual fuck?
I don't know where to go with this right now.
I know where to go with this. Let's have Luke read the back.
Oh, God. I was going to go somewhere, but we didn't start off with that.
All right, so just give me a little background before I look at it.
I went to Weiss, and then I was like, oh, man, this movie looks great. I have to have it.
As it sounds.
Read the description and then read the description.
I gotta read
the third movie.
Okay, hold on. So this is called Dolman Demonic Toy Collection. It's a set of three movies: Demonic Toys, Dollman, and Dollman vs. Demonic. Alright, for those who don't know, I fucking hate horror movies with dolls. This is the worst fucking thing ever.
I think we talked about Chucky before.
We probably have, but just to clarify, this is atrocious. I'm getting chills. Fucking look. Alright.
Just read the.
Okay, so read the second description and then the third one?
Yeah.
Why not the first?
The first one's boring.
Okay, so Dollman. Brick Bardo from outer space is forced to land on Earth. The regular size on his planet, he is doll-sized. Brick is besieged by kids, gang members, and his own doll-sized enemies as he tries to get off the planet alive. So basically, he's the protagonist?
Yeah!
What? Are these supposed to be horror movies?
Yeah.
Demonic toys.
Yeah, but like if the doll's the protagonist,
all right,
then what the okay, what? All right, I'm just going to moving on.
It's going to show the cruelty of man.
Okay. When Judith Gray discovers the demonic toys have returned to the Toyland warehouse, she has only one thought in mind: destroy the playthings at all costs. But she needs help. So she turns to the only man who can measure up to these terrors. Dollman. What the actual fuck?
Measure up?
Yeah. Like,
this is what happens when you get K-holed out and go to Wise and buy a movie.
God. This makes me want to never do drugs again. And, oh,
because you know they had to have been on drugs when they were making
right,
those.
And that's why I'm saying, like, you know, I'm going to think I have a really brilliant idea. It's going to be, like, the sequel to this shit.
That was, like, Patton Oswalt was talking about the movie Deathbed, and it was a bed that ate people.
Oh, my God. Just, why? Who? Why? I need to read the first one. They're cute and cuddly by day, lethal demons by night. Ruthless killing machines come alive for just one purpose. Death. For five adults in an abandoned warehouse, every child's worst nightmare has become a deadly reality. What the? Oh, God. I don't fucking like this at all. I hope you weren't hoping that I'd watch this.
No.
The look in your eyes is fantastic.
No, that's not happening.
I don't have time. It's probably not even that scary. It's probably one of those that's so fucking bad.
Laugh at, like,
but I don't have time for
it. It really looks like a Puppet Master ripoff.
Yeah.
Like, no one got time for that.
Yeah, I don't have time for this shit.
I just love the first and the second description.
Yeah, those. Brick Bardo.
Weirdest stripper name ever.
Sounds like
he's a
South
carpenter,
Park.
Lady.
Sounds like a South Park.
Yeah, it sounds like a South Park character. Like Spaceman Spiffin,
and then
Brick Bardo.
He goes from South Park to Calvin and Hobbes.
They showed the covers for the second movie and the third movie, and they just recycled the same picture from the
right,
second
movie. Right, yeah, it's mirrored.
A little Photoshop here. Yeah. Flip that bad boy. Grady in the back. Star swipe that shit. Bam!
This is too ridiculous. I need to look up these, if they even have, like, a Rotten Tomatoes score.
All right, while he's doing that, what was your...
Yeah, here you go.
Well, I was going to bring this up, guys. Unfortunately, folks, 2016 was still ruthless before ending out. It took Carrie Fisher. But...
Rip.
But on a more note of someone who also got taken from us, but was not given nearly the same amount of recognition...
Oh, no.
The man who invented
the
red
solo cup.
Really?
He passed away at the ripe old age of 84.
Oh, man.
I'm like,
sir, thank you for all of our reckless parties.
I can't remember. His name's Robert Dan something. I can't remember what the name was. But.
Robert Solo.
Robert Solo.
Brother of Han.
One went on to become a space smuggling pirate. The other, he invented the solo cup and partied hard.
In real life, a space smuggling pirate is just a drug mule.
Right.
Well, you can say that Robert actually did party hard because he had 10 kids.
Oh.
So damn. Apparently he was using his product.
All over the place.
About to say, he had 10 kids, 30 grandkids.
Fucking A. He had an entire tribe.
And was apparently married to his wife for like 60 or 62 years. I don't remember.
It's funny, you should say that. Build on it. You won't build. I know you won't.
I don't even know. I'm afraid.
Are you going for tribalism?
Yes.
Okay. I was gonna say, I'm in the back of the car. There's no fucking windows. The locks don't work. I'm afraid. Where is this going?
It's all right. Steve got that van with candy for a reason.
What?
Oh, my God. So before you got here.
You like kids' shows, right?
So he was talking about cartoons. But
not
how?
He just opened up with... Hey, Marcus, you like kids' shows, right?
And I'm just like, that makes me sound like the creepiest motherfucker ever.
Yeah, you're not wrong.
Like, yeah. And I'm just like, wow, like, let me get my fucking windowless van.
It's fucking like, free candy.
Yeah, right? Fucking acid-dipped dum-dums. You want some, kids? Who's trying to go to fucking Mars?
Who's trying to go to Candyland?
It's got a little speaker on top that's got ice cream music playing.
You want to see a magic trick? That's all right, I'm done here.
Yeah, you're going to disappear.
Oh.
Don't lose yourself, Marcus. Just because you like him doesn't mean you have to be him.
I know, I'll never be Nick.
Right?
Who wouldn't be me? I'm awesome.
What I didn't, like, mean it in a bad way.
I know, it's just how you act.
I know, but it's still funny. It's funny to take it in a bad way.
Yeah, it's just so left field. Rather than just like, hey, man, you enjoy cartoons every once in a while. No, you like kids' shows. That'd be like... If a child was, like, learning about anatomy or something, and they figured out, just like, oh, parents have sex to, you know, have babies. And they just, like, walk over to their dad and just like, so you like to fuck mom, right? Like, same shit! yeah, but could have been worded, like, phrasing.
So, are you a Lazy Town fan or Blue's Clues? Which are you more partial to, Marcus?
Sesame Street.
Sesame Street.
Right, I forgot. You're old.
Mr. Rogers, Sesame Street.
More of a lamb chop. I like some lamb chop.
Tastes good. Lamb chop is amazing. Castle. Yep. Oh, yes. Yeah. Fucking Datley? Jesus. Hell yeah.
Yeah, old school.
Jeez, you all are fucking old. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Are you serious?
Like, Mr. Rogers, yeah, but like, you're like lamb chop and Crystal Crassel or just whatever the fuck.
Crystal Crassel is a fucking group. They're a band.
I know. I said Crystal Crassel.
Do you know Fraggle Rock, at least?
I've heard of that, but I didn't know that was an act. I thought that was like a expletive, non-expletive. Like, you try to say that when you'll be like, fuck! He's like, bro, Fraggle Rock! That's literally what that was.
Or it sounds like a drug. Like, you're walking to the bar.
Yo, some, man, give me a Fraggle Rock.
Like, some dude, like, he's like, yo, bro, Fraggle Rock. Got you a gram for 15. You're like, no thanks, bro. I'm good.
Actually,
you gonna Fraggle tonight, bro?
Speaking of kids shows, me and a coworker brought this up the other day. Marcus, you might remember this. I don't know if you were around in this area early enough for this, Steve. Fox 43 used to have on a kid's
Peace
show.
Peace McTee?
Yes. Yeah, I watched that. They had it in Maryland, too.
Oh, what did it call?
Yeah,
Pete McTee's Clubhouse.
Pete McTee's Clubhouse. Well, I mean, it was filmed up here.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we had Fox 43.
Oh, okay.
That's where I was, where I lived. It was
Pete
Fox
McTee's
43.
Clubhouse. At one point, I was like, I've seen Professor Noodle, like, out and about, like, walking around out. And the guy's like, oh, yeah, it's so weird. Like, he looks exactly the same, except a little bit older. But then he goes, but you know, that show was fun. He goes, but you know who's a creepy noodle? Mr. Noodle in Elmo's house.
Mr. Noodle, I'm pretty sure at one point it was an old man. And then Mr. Noodle is a woman.
That's
sex change?
That's what my coworker
was. Equal opportunity employment.
That's what my coworker was going on, though. He's just like, Mr. Noodle was really weird because he's like an 80-year-old man who acts like he's 4 and lives in Elmo's house who's like 3.
And doesn't understand what the fuck anyone's ever telling him to do.
And I'm like, I
no,
don't...
No, Mr. Noodle, the sink!
And he's got his hands on a cactus.
No, Mr. Noodle, the hospital! As he goes into the strip club.
Oh my god.
I wonder if Elmo likes kid shows.
Well,
leave it at that. Yeah, audience, you'll figure out for yourself.
Yeah, do some research on the voice of Elmo.
The slow burn. The fucking
All this shit that I don't know what you guys like, these Fraggle Rock and shows. I feel like I'm like having this conversation with grandma. She's like, we used to play jacks by the soda fountain. And he's like, no one knows what you're talking about, you idiot.
Is that what you say to your grandma?
You know how you talk to your grandma. Like,
what does you say, you idiot, grandma?
Thanks, John Mulaney.
Don't you love those conversations when you're like, they mean well, but they suggest something that you have no interest in doing, and they're just like, but don't you think you should be doing this? And you're just like...
No, like, my great-grandmother, it's like, she's, like, she grew up in, like, she used to spend half a year in Florida, half a year in Maryland, like, winters in Florida, and now, and then the rest of the year in Maryland. But now that she's old, she can't make it down there, so she's all like, trying to get me, like, you should look for jobs in Florida. You know, Florida's a nice area. It's always warm. You'd enjoy that. I come visit you all the time. I see what you're doing here.
Florida, I try to use me.
Yeah,
grandma.
I don't want a housemate right now. Sorry.
I could just see it happening. Like, Luke would have got out the night before, hooked up with some random chick, like, wake up to his grandmother knocking on his apartment door. Luke's like, butt naked, random girl in his bed. She's like, what?
Well, she's blind, so it's fine.
It sounds like...
mostly blind.
Sounds like the straight-to-video grandma's boy, too.
Luke, I heard you and your friend wrestling last night. I made pancakes.
Oh, man.
Luke works at the local theater, and he's writing his own play. Just so
Cock Man in 4D.
Doll Man 2.
The musical.
This one's called Jackson Street Hooligans, the musical.
Yeah, I can't. Oh, we should do that.
Yep. We've joked about it in multiple episodes.
Yep,
we have.
Doll Man at the height of his career.
But he has a roommate that just won't leave him alone.
His name's Luke.
Luke Hoop. Hoop Hoop Rass.
We should mention that, though. So Steve got the mics, got the final piece of getting everything set up the other day. And so he sent all of us in our group chat a link to him testing out the mics, which was all him just going poop, 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 poop.
No. At first he was like P P P B B B P P P P P P poop 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 boob poop 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 boob boob poop boob poop on your boob. And it's like him doing that for like 20-30 seconds. And when I got it, I opened it, and I was the only person in the house at the time, and I'm listening to it in the kitchen, and I'm screaming, like I'm cackling loudly at one message that a grown man sent another grown man about pooping boobs.
I did not get that link to that, so all the only text I got was from Marcus from there on. Said poop boop. It sounds amazing. I'm like,
send it in the group chat.
Yeah, but I didn't. For some reason, I didn't get it.
Google Drive thing.
And then I was like, poop. I was like, okay, Marcus is elsewhere. Like, I'm just gonna let that go.
Marcus is tripping right now. Yeah,
I brought the lewds.
Yeah.
Marcus is on some Fraggle Rocks right now, man. Yeah. Just let him come down.
And it seems like I was testing for props. Like, I don't know how these are correlating, but whatever.
It's the weirdest game of Mad Libs ever.
I didn't know how to respond. I was like, okay. Marcus, I was laughing my ass off. You should say that. It's your new ringtone. And what the?
That should be.
No.
Yes.
Poop, boop, 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 boob.
Poop, boob. Poop, like, boob. Poop on your boobs.
Whatever. I never know what's going on.
What else is new?
They treat me like I'm a child.
What else is new?
Well, you're old men, so whatever.
What's Fraggle Rock?
Fraggle Rock.
Eureka's Castle.
Going down to Lazy Town.
Like, do you actually know the words? So you're like an old man but a child at the same time.
My little
time.
Brother liked Lazy Town.
Sure he did.
I remember Lazy Town, but...
He had like the little Sporticus hat and everything.
Really?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Wasn't that like an Iceland or Norway or something? Like,
I have
show?
No idea.
I don't think it was American produced. I think it was from somewhere over in Europe.
Yeah, and all
them Europeans.
Wasn't the one dude supposed to be French or something?
Robbie Rotten. I think.
What's that? I don't know. I think I've seen like maybe half an
the
episode.
The weird prosthetics they put on his face. I couldn't.
Oh, those were
that
creepy.
Show.
Yeah.
That
and
chin.
Then
I just couldn't
all
do
the,
that chin.
All the people look. They're all like puppets, but they're like plastic and vinyl and shiny.
It's very disconcerting. I don't know what's wrong with it.
It's the Uncanny Valley.
It's inspired by Dollman.
Where
and DeMont toys.
No, it's funny because my co-ops will pull up like TV shows and whatnot. They'll be like, oh, well, Blue's Clues are like this, like Door of the Explorer, like stuff I'm aware of, but at the same time, I'm like, that was way after my time. I'm like, that was way after my time of watching Nick Jr.
I watched Blue's Clues.
I didn't. I think I was more into my Power Rangers phase by that point.
Yeah, Power Rangers.
Blue's
Yeah, I liked Power Rangers as well.
New movie comes out in 2 months. New movie.
I still can't believe they got Bryan Cranston to be Zordon.
Like, if you pay anybody enough, they'll do it.
Like, I guess.
Bill Hader's Alpha 5.
Yeah, true.
Is
enough.
He really?
Yeah.
What?
Well, Bill Hader
this
actually
does gonna be awesome.
Yeah, he does a lot of voice acting.
Well, I hope it's the actual Alpha and not like when they tried to make him like cool and hip. Do you guys remember?
Yeah,
that?
He's like and then he's actually nerdy.
Yeah, like, but it wasn't the ay.
Right.
Come on, man.
But I always liked that.
You leave my Alpha alone, damn it. But I saw the new freaking Megazord, and it looks like some.
I didn't see it. What does it look like?
It terrible.
Oh.
I have the old.
Does it look like a Transformer?
No, it just looks like some like anime robot thing shit. It's not. It does not. I think the nostalgia in me is biased because the old one was like all like blocky and shitty and
right.
It looked
terrible.
It's like somebody just taped a bunch of fucking VHS and A-tracks and tape players together and like modeled it after that.
Right. It was the 90s.
Yeah, this one is like new and sleek and like fancy and shit. It's like when they redid Ultraman. And,
it's like, wait, we actually have a budget and technology to make this look cool.
We don't just have a guy inside some cardboard boxes we painted.
I would have watched that still.
Oh, definitely. Oh,
yeah. Yeah, we don't have to take a Japanese series and overdub it now.
Yeah. Well, it's, I don't know. It's like when they brought out Ninja Turtles for the first time for the Michael Bay version.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And you're like looking at it, you're like, ugh.
it's just how it's supposed to be.
I didn't really like that movie anyway, though.
I didn't see the second one. I didn't think the first one was terrible.
No, the characters were good. I saw the first one, and I could see why a lot of people complained about it, but in comparison to what he did with the Transformers, at least from 2 on, I didn't see that much terrible to it. This isn't actually bad. Like, it kind of keeps with the whole 90s thing.
The thing is, I was never like I was never huge on Ninja Turtles. I never like disliked them, but it was kind of like, okay, yeah. These are turtles. They fight. They eat pizza. Cool. Whatever.
We do the same things.
Some goofy looking villains.
Bebop, Rocksteady.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The thing is, like with Transformers, though, it's like that's my those Michael Bay movies. Unpopular opinion are my number one guilty pleasure because they're just robots ripping the shit out of each other, it's like. A brutal fight club
with robots
flying and blowing each other up.
So, like, Blue Steel?
It's Blue Steel.
It was a movie about robots fighting. It was literally
it's like Rock'em Sock'em.
Transformers is cooler.
But after like, the second or third Transformers, there's, like, no need to have a plot point anymore.
Because you make $1 billion.
Oh, Real Steel.
Michael Bay's I know my movie sucks, but people are going to come see it. So, like... Joke's on you.
I actually like that movie. The one,
Real Steel?
Yeah, Real Steel's good.
I thought it was Blue Steel. My mistake.
Oh, but, Real Steel. Yeah. Like, I thought it was like Blue Steel. That's fucking Zoolander.
Oh, well, I don't fucking know. I got my steels mixed up.
Yeah, Real Steel is a good movie. Yeah.
I can't wait till like Michael Bay directs the Snorks or like the Smurfs or some shit. I don't know. Smurfs movies have been terrible, and they just keep like pumping
it out. That new one looks good, though. The new one that's coming out? The new Smurf movie?
Nope, not Walking Dead. Right. Nope.
I don't understand why they... I mean, it seriously just makes me laugh. I'm like, Hollywood has just run out of ideas because now they're pulling all this stuff from our childhood, like Alvin and the Chipmunks, the Smurfs.
How many squeakles can we make?
Exactly!
We can make them until the wheel stops squeaking.
No, yeah, Hollywood is just reboots, revivals, reunions... Like, even, like, the Power Rangers, like, it's gonna be cool, but if you look at the trailer, it is a mix between, like, the Breakfast Club and Steve have you seen the movie Chronicle?
Yeah, I like Chronicle.
Yeah, it's a good movie, but it's, like, it's literally a rip-off those two movies and put into one. It's like...
And okay. Just sprinkle in some nostalgia here, right, and we got a multi-seller.
And Power Rangers. Go!
And that's, the thing is, that's the only selling point, is it has a Power Rangers name stamp. If it didn't, if it was just like, here's a cool new movie, people would just be like, fuck that.
Yeah.
But then they'd be like, it's a rip-off Power Rangers.
Yeah. That's when bands down the line, obviously, they're not going to be able to recreate, like, their first or second albums, and people are just like, there's so much nostalgia and so much went into those albums, but... There's some certain bands that when they get down the line, they don't sound like how they started. But if it was a different band, nobody would shit on them.
Right.
But it's true.
But it's them.
It's not the same.
Yeah. Right. I mean, I'm pretty sure we've all done it where you hear something and you're just like, the fuck is this shit? But if it was something else...
This isn't more of the same that I wanted.
Yeah. This isn't exactly the same carbon copy product that you tried to not make again because you wanted to be creative and different. You're not getting my money.
I mean, I kind of did
but
that.
There are those bands that, like, completely sell out and sound like shit. Like, The Weeknd's new album is garbage. It's not good. And not because it sounds different than his old stuff. It's just poppy and dumb. So,
how you really feel?
Sorry, though. I love you, The Weeknd. Please don't kill me.
Abel.
We know you love The Weeknd.
Mr. Tesfaye, I'm sorry.
They have, like, a giant list of the naughty and nice list. They're just like, Luke was on the nice list, now he's on the naughty list.
He went from O to X.
Yeah.
But Luke is best friends with The Weeknd.
Yeah.
No, I listened...
No, I mean, I was a little exaggerated. Like, just in the... In the off chance that The Weeknd's hearing this, I'm sorry. Like,
I'm sure he's a huge fan.
Yeah.
I mean, I was not particularly a huge Weeknd fan. Like, I knew of him.
Because I never really liked his stuff to begin with, to be honest.
Okay, now you guys are just making me sad.
Hold the fuck on!
Well, mostly him. He's just like,
I didn't like him at all, man.
I didn't. I thought he was dumb. I'm out there, I'm frustrated. I thought I was stupid.
Okay, all right.
But because I knew.
okay.
Hyperventilate, breathe, heart palpitations. Because I'm a big Drake fan, and him and Drake.
I'm a big Drake fan too.
They worked
together. I thought you said drink.
Uncle Nick's joke hour. Come on down. But no, and then for Take Care, right around there, back in like 2011, right. They worked together a lot, and actually, The Weeknd gave Drake pretty much half his album. Like he said in a couple interviews.
Right.
So I knew of him, but I never really listened.
Right.
And everything I heard, I was kind of like, eh. And the one thing I really did like was when Ellie Goulding covered High for this.
Yeah.
Fucking fantastic.
Right.
So, my friend M was telling me, because I was with her and her mom and her best friend, and they were just like, have you heard of the new Weeknd? I was like, no, I haven't really. I don't really like him. And they threw it on, and then I kind of went back and backtracked. So I went and I listened to Starboy, and I listened to Echoes of Silence, and I listened to Kiss Land, and I think one of the trilogy. I don't know. I got one, but I just kind of started grabbing stuff and listening to stuff, and... It.
I'm sorry. I can't.
What the fuck are you guys doing?
I just see him like trying to lick the pop filter.
Nick is mimicking cunnilingus with the pop filter.
I hope that's not what it looks like when you do it.
She will not be enjoying.
Yeah,
this.
So no,
she
will not have fun.
Nina Hartley, can you teach this man?
Brazzers is our new sponsor. Okay.
I'm sorry. X-Hamster, also a new sponsor. But, yeah, I went back and listened to stuff, and I was kind of like, all right, like, I like some stuff, yeah. But...
I just think he's he is overwhelmingly talented.
Yeah.
Like, he has just, like, one of the most, like, his range of vocals is ridiculously awesome, and, like, his earlier writing in his songs is fantastic, and then you hear his new stuff, like, getting all poppy, like, he collaborated with Daft Punk, which I thought was cool. But I don't know if that has influence on his, like his
the
lyrics.
Overall, like,
yeah, his quality. But it became just something you'd hear on the radio, which is not his style, like, I guess. I know that's kind of contradicting like, everything we just said. Like, you know, if someone else did it, it'd be cool. But, like, I don't know. It's disappointing.
Oh, no. It's like, when I went back and I listened, it is very different from stuff like... Like, Echoes of Silence, for example, which is, like, super, super not poppy and very dark and very, like, ethereal and moody. And I see what you're saying, but it's kind of like, I see some of the progression, but I understand where you're coming from because it does not sound like, like, when he was covering, like, Dirty Diana or he was singing The Host or... He was...
The Morning.
Yeah, the morning, morning or songs. The Hills. Or
yeah,
like...
The Morning just makes my dick hard. Like, I'm just going to fucking say it. No, that is the best song to bone to.
I'm a fan of The Host myself.
Yeah. There we go.
And now we know.
Not for those purposes.
Dude, sex playlist is important, okay?
That's true.
True. Yeah. Very true.
I just
go with the Spotify R&B channel now. That's
I remember the one time... Do you remember seeing Topher on?
Yeah, okay. That I don't remember leaving the bar.
Okay,
basically,
okay.
That's like the time.
That's when you.
Well,
know.
I guess I vaguely remember leaving the bar.
When we were out at the bar, Topher happened to be there, so we were sitting and chilling and talking with him. But our friend Topher, I remember the one time at 258 off Jackson, we were sitting around, putting down some beers and whatnot. Lopez and I think you might have been there, Steve. I don't remember, but. We're talking, like, sex music and whatnot, and at one point, Topher's like, I want to bone to the Emperor's theme song in Star Wars. Or, like, Darth Vader's...
The Imperial March.
The Imperial March, yeah. I'm like,
oh my God.
What? And he's like, I think it would be great!
It's got a good beat to it.
That can't be your rhythm.
We can get like the remix one with like all the dubstep drops and shit. How does one emulate a wub?
So your dick needs to learn how to fart. Got it.
Oh my god. Oh gosh.
But I just remember, like, everyone had that exact same reaction. We're like, how would you do it to the Imperial March? And he's just like, oh no, I just think it'd always be cool.
Oh my gosh.
I was with my friend one night, and he and I were just dabbling, like, just messing around in Fruity Loops making stuff. We were talking about pretty much the same thing. And he's just like, I don't like music.
when I do it. And I'm just like, I do. And he just looks at me. He's like, had like stern face. Like, it's like, so you're fucking romantic. And I was like, what? Oh,
sorry?
She's enjoying it. I'm enjoying it.
Yeah, like, bro. You know, like, I don't
mind not having. It's just awkward, weird panting. If right, you don't.
When do we buy a dog?
Oh, you dog.
But,
that was a good one.
Like, are you panting? Not speaks. I'm a dog. Like, no. God, no.
I'd like to, like, try to just, like, keep on switching it up and, like, how bizarre can I get with this music?
You start out subtle. Like,
how like, what weird shit can I put on before she leaves?
Fucking like, Flight of the Bumblebee and, like...
Put on the ragtime.
So you just, like, have a playlist and, like, you bring your girl back for, like, a one-night stand and then... You just have, like, some normal, like, you know, groovy shit, and then it progressively, like, gets weirder and weirder. By the end, you're at, like, the theme song for Blue's Clues. Like, she's still here. She must like me, all right?
That's your test. Like, can't she put up with this?
Yeah.
Go, Power Rangers!
I mean, again, sick dubstep remix if you look for it.
I'll have to look it up.
Yeah, nah. I don't even know. I take the playlist seriously. The playlist is an art.
There's an art to this.
That's true. Honestly, it's pretty correlated on how much like I'm into the girl. Like
the real
like, problem. I'm trying to impress you. Yeah,
put on a little Celine Dion.
The real.
If not, like I'll just put on Pandora. Like,
yeah, roll, but the real problem is if you go with
small things.
Not like that.
She's like, yeah, you're telling me.
Okay.
Alley-oop.
Wow. Fuck so, you.
Alley-oop.
Come on, that one was open.
At least I would have the effort to put on something fitting. And I'm like, Blink 182. Let's do it.
It's no surprise to me.
Holiday.
I am my own worst enemy.
It's Christmas Eve and I'm over.
Oh my god.
I can imagine Luke, like, coming out of the bathroom, like, Fall Out Boy's playing. He comes out and he's just
dance,
like.
Dance.
Yeah, like, nothing but socks on and just, like, he's all ended up. He's like, Celestu. And he just goes, like, dancing to the bed. And he's, like, singing along. Like, I'm too cool to see the heart down. And I don't want to get hey, boy, so.
Oh my god.
And she's just sitting there like, well, how do I mace?
I know a girl.
She's like, how fast can I get an Uber?
There's a girl that I've hooked up with that's really into Fall Out Boy. I think she would love that. Thank you for the idea.
You're welcome.
But no, that's true. The playlist is important. Because if you just put on... Because with the R&B one, if you put on the R&B one, some of them will pop up and you'll just start laughing. And you'll start laughing during sex and be like... And both of you start laughing. You're like, why? Why this one?
Classic.
Oh,
Tim,
really?
Classic is always like...
Like, see, it's just like, classic and contemporary. And then he's like going and it's just like... We are the world. We are the children.
Yeah, like Spotify doesn't understand what classical is. There's like one guy behind a keyboard going.
I don't know, but if like
that looks good.
If Barry Manilow ever came on while I was doing it, like I think I would just laugh the not irony, but like. Oh, this is way too fucking cliche. Like,
am I a movie right now? Yeah, like, where's the cameras?
No, this gotta go. Like,
the playlist is like a serious thing. Like me myself, I will sit down and I do it chunks at a time. Like I'll do it like 20-25 songs at a time. And I'm just like, it's just like it's almost like a drafting a team. It's just right. Like, all right, so I got these guys. They're good. This one's kind of iffy. I mean, it's good, but it's not like good.
We need to find a proper progression for this in the mix.
Yeah. And then like when you like you amass your playlist, you're just like, all right, so I'm gonna switch these guys. I really did like you, but man, we're gonna have to cut you. We're gonna have to cut
ways. That's, you know? That's really what Spotify needs to start doing is building like a library of like playlists that are for like specific moments.
Google has that. I don't know if they have sex playlists.
They should have legitimate sex playlists.
They have it for like different activities. But, actually, I think there might be one that is. Called like In the Mood or something.
And they should break it down like from sex. You have like making love to one night stand to hate fucking.
Right.
Playlists for all of these.
Come on, you don't want
gonna put on Making Love while you're hate fucking. Come on.
Marcus is dead. D E D dead.
Oh my god.
Oh Jesus Christ. I'm trying to look because there is one there. It's like, what mood are you in? Yeah, mood. Well, actually, first off, let's see if there's activities. There is a being romantic, falling in love.
Yes. Let's hear one from the being romantic. I'm kind of curious.
Getting
now.
Cozy.
For Nick, there's melting cheese because he doesn't like regular cheese.
It's true. There's sleeping.
I do listen to music a lot when I sleep. Like,
there's one for breaking up specifically. Let's see. There's
what?
Breakup playlist, you know.
There's
get
mood.
Out, leave right now.
Here I am. Once again, I can't even say it's so much.
If any, oh, there's moods, and one of the moods is sexy.
Mm-hmm. I walk this lonely
what's,
road.
What's on the sexy list?
It doesn't show you if I hit it. Okay. Yeah. I walk this lonely road, the only road.
Yeah.
How lonely songs. Is that road?
Very lonely.
You would hope that your road wouldn't be lonely if that's on your sex playlist. It's just you and your hand, and you have a playlist.
Nah,
for that.
Bro, like shit in Vegas.
Hey, okay,
goes weird.
Nothing beats the real thing. Okay, Jill knows how to treat me better than any woman ever did. Okay, so
she knows.
Just because I'm alone doesn't mean I'm lonely.
And
she
do
can
that
rock
because...
him to sleep easy, like a light. That man is out.
Oh god,
that was like. This one time, I think it was Ask Men in Reddit, somebody was just like, so men, like, it was just weird. It was like, do you masturbate the same way that you have sex? And some guy wrote something like, well, I don't masturbate for the long haul and I don't have sex for the short game, so no. Some shit like that.
Thank you, sir.
It was just, he was pretty much saying, like, I'm trying to do, like, the most whilst having sex, but if I'm masturbating, it's a wham bam,
yeah,
thank you, ma'am.
He's getting off and going.
Like, quick, pew pew, alright, got pew, shit pew. To do. Like,
don't want
to
make this a scene, so I'm not going to make a night of it, I don't need candles, it's like, I don't need music for this shit. Like, unless it's just, like, you know. Wipeout by like.
What?
It's done.
He just has the whole house to himself.
Or it's like dancing around
ass naked and then like joint hanging out of his mouth.
Or it could be like the Sonic theme song from like the mid 2000s. Gotta go faster.
You're gonna rip it off.
Oh
god.
Oh god.
But yeah, I mean, you never know, because there's actually, so I was watching this documentary one time, and there are women that will in Vegas, they will pose as prostitutes, and then when they get to somebody's room, they will tie them up, steal all their shit, and leave. And, like, it's, like, I think, like, 98 or 92, somewhere in that range. They don't get reported. Like, 98% of crimes, they don't get reported because
well,
it's, like...
You're hiring a prostitute.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's, like, businessmen and, like, husbands and shit. And they're just, like what happened to your role? Eagle took it.
Yeah. It's, like...
it was the weirdest thing. It came soaring out of the sky, landed exactly... Just scooped up the watch, and it was gone.
It's like steal from drug dealers. They have no legal recourse.
Although
or they'll just kill you.
Yeah, yeah, they'll do that. They've been known to. Rumors.
Yeah, I don't know about. I've heard it.
I thought they just gave you a real strict talking to, and then you know you could leave.
Hey, I was just thinking about the episode of Atlanta when he puts the handcuffs around the briefcase.
He's like, you got, hey man, check your pocket, see if you got the key. I'm like, I don't have the key.
And like previously they shot a guy.
Yeah. And they're just like, we have something to get that off. And then it just cuts the commercial and you're like, oh fuck. And then they're just like cutting the briefcase.
Hello cousin, how are you?
I'm So you do the deal with the drug dealers yet? You know those guys that you said
I don't
like,
know what you're talking about.
You said you know you weren't gonna take any of their shit and you weren't afraid of them and like all that. Oh my gosh. So I watched. Okay, bye. Click. He's a really good guy. But I kept mentioning Insecure, and a lot of people paired Atlanta and Insecure for kind of like similar humor.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
If you have not seen it, it is fantastic.
For Insecure?
Yes.
I haven't yet, but it looks...
I've seen the commercials for it. It looks funny.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. I want to wait and, like, have you guys watch a couple episodes, and then we can kind of divulge like we did with Atlanta. But it was... I think I have, like, three or four episodes left of season one, and it's just like, what happens? Woo! Like, it's pretty fucking nice. Good. It's almost kind of like Atlanta, but instead the main focal point are women. So it's kind of like, and it almost seems like it could be in the same universe. Yeah. Like, because they're out in Cali. For all we know, it could be like the same kind of timeline, and that'd be fantastic crossover. Do it, FX and HBO.
Line that up.
I'd love that.
But on that note, let's call it a hashtag sewed.
loose face.
You couldn't make that a New Year resolution to be like, no, Sewed wasn't ever that cool.
No, I told you, I was making a thing, man.
calm down,
why
Gretchen.
Why can't we leave that with the rest of this shitty shit of 2016?
Because like, that was the only good part.
Oh, my God.
The disdain on Luke's face right now. Man.
You're not going to make Fetch happen.
It's not going to happen.
Whatever. Fucking Sewed.
System of a Down? What? Toxicity? Great album.
You're not wrong, but I'm still a little flustered by the Sewed talk.
So, Nick, you want a fedora?
Sure. Why? Actually, I think I have a fedora.
Nick will never be cool. Stop. Why are you trying
to... Fedoras don't make people cool. They make them lamer now.
Yeah, but Nick's already lame.
We looked pretty cool in our fedoras when we dressed up as the Blues Brothers.
If you have one fedora per crew, then you're fine. One fedora per crew.
That's the limitation.
Yeah, I've seen it.
Workaholics. No going madman?
No. I mean, fedoras kind of got a shit rap. Like, they weren't bad, and then it was just, like, shitty people were wearing them.
Like, no, why'd you do that?
Yeah, it's kind of like...
You took something that was good and ruined it for us all.
Yeah, and when your parents start liking the music you like, it's like, come on.
Just like, play that really cool album. And you're just like, oh my God, I can't find it. And you're just like, oh, it's in the car. Let's go. We're going to get groceries. Like, kids, and your skip scappity doo wop music.
Skip scappity.
But anyway, that's a sewed right there, folks. Luke's dying just a little bit inside.
You
every
can
time.
Really see it on his face.
Every time.
We're all dying. It's a matter of when.
Fucking A. Okay.
Yeah.
Like, you're not fucking wrong, but goddamn.
Let's just bring this whole show down.
2017 gonna bring you back to reality, motherfuckers.
As if 2016 left us there?
Yeah. I don't know. 2016 was kind of a little surreal, so...
I still don't believe it happened. Like.
As I believe it was Adam Blompier from WWE What Culture. He described it as a slow-motion dick punch.
I'm gonna be like Donald Trump, and despite all the evidence that points that it happened, like the Russian hackings... I'm not going to believe it, because Russia's great, Vladimir Putin, he's a good guy.
He admitted
I know
to
things.
It, though.
Huh?
He finally admitted to it. He finally came out and admitted to it.
Well, that's like when you're a kid.
Wait,
and...
Trump came out?
Oh! I wonder how Pence feels about that
Pence.
One.
Pence is out!
No
turns
more
out they
parties.
Were secret lovers. That's why he made it his best.
Secret love! Secret lovers! Yeah, that's what they are. Now they're gonna put it in Newt's old poot.
I can't wait.
I forgot about the put it in Newt's poot.
I can't wait to make that apple pie. Oh my God. So I found this thing on Facebook, and it was take cinnamon rolls, and you cut it up, and then you roll it out. And you make that the pie crust, and then you make you put the apple pies in there.
And then you have like an American, and then you have like an American pie moment with your.
No.
Is that where you get that?
No.
That's our Luke. Do 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 do.
I think we're ready to close it though.
All right.
Closing doors.
So, you can find me, Marcus, on Instagram and on Twitter at QUEZMAV, and Snapchat is SIRMAV.
You can find me, the Hook Louver, HUK_LOOVER. That's my Twitter and Instagram. Same thing for Snapchat, minus the _ Hook Louver. Last night, I had some really cool videos of me staying in because I was sick. But I'll be back on my feet soon.
Oh, but when I stay in, you guys are just like, you're a fucking douche.
I was dying of cancer. You just didn't want to hang out with us.
Not to mention, he actually did text me, though. He's like, so what are you doing? Like, he was still kind of like half...
I was like, I got out of rehearsal, and I was like, maybe. I'm like, I got home, made some food. I was like,
nope.
Nah, I kind of want to throw up.
Oh, but I just want to stay home and write, and you guys are just like, stop fucking knitting and come out.
Yeah, grandma, like, come on.
Fuck you. I was comfortable. I had my tea. I had
not onesie, they're blankie. Vroom in your race car bed.
Look, just because I have glow stars on my ceiling does not make me a child.
And your mom yelling out.
Yeah, dude, that night was fucking awesome. Fuck y'all. I went, got a face mask, my skin was looking good, got some fucking tea, had my sweats on and my gym jams, wrote. Oh. Fuck y'all. Oh, it was fantastic. Marcus, out.
Was the face mask real?
No, dude, it was real. Fucking charcoal face mask. It's good for your skin.
I never used that.
Motherfuckers out here looking like withered up thumbs and shit, and I'm just like, I'm not trying to do that. Like,
you mean like pruny thumbs?
Yeah, like pruny thumbs. Like,
withered up look.
But no, look okay to me, like,
right? Just like, my thumbs look pretty juicy. Yeah.
No, but like, yeah, what the fuck I mean?
But people Nick, are just, Luke and I will look 40, and you'll be like, I'm putting my charcoal mask on, and he still looks like he's 20.
Oh yeah.
I'm sorry, but I've got a good baby face thing going, so yeah,
this is working for me. Still.
So do I. But preservation.
I got a card at the movie theaters the other week. It was dope.
I didn't think you were 18.
No.
I'm just saying, I was just keeping the skin good, you know? Drink lots of water, use my face mask, hung out, wrote a little bit, drank some tea. It was a good night. I do shit. I do what the fuck I want. That's like the one night I just literally was at home, lit candles, watched Black Swan, because that's like right around it came out, and listened to Adele. I was like, fuck y'all.
All
right,
we get it. You're your own man. Do what you want.
It's God damn right. Marcus fucking out.
You said that.
Like, about to say, he came back after saying he was out.
Came back. It was part two.
Oh, now you gotta do it again because you came back.
Marcus out.
Out the closet.
You done now? You done?
was that one Doll Man versus the Demonic Toys?
Oh, man.
Did you finish, Luke?
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm good.
I'm
How many
Steve,
times have you
goodbye.
Heard that? Marcus out.
Oh, all right, man. I'm Steve. Goodbye.
Marcus. And I am Nick. You can find me at NLENZ, that's NLENZ 42, on Snapchat, Twitter, and Instagram. You can also remember to hit up the official Trophy Husband's Twitter at The True Trophies. We're going to call that a sode. Everybody, have a good day. Have a good week. Have a good month. Catch you next week, as always, on every Trophy Tuesday. Peace.
Bye forever.